name is Kinley Cobb. I'm 13 years old. Today is June 29th, and I'm speaking with Kyle Cobb, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Springdale, Arkansas. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
Yes, I have. I was going down 56th Street, driving, and came up upon a turtle. I was trying to make it across the road. So I stopped, sacrificed my life, got out on the highway, picked it up, and moved it to the other side. One of late, went to New Mexico on a youth trip, and we went to a women's shelter for homeless ladies with kids, and we spent about 4 or 5 hours detailing and cleaning their facility. Came out of Walmart, and an older lady was trying to load her groceries in the car and had a big, huge thing of water bottles, so I offered to help lift the heavy stuff, put it in her car, and many, many more.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Yes. I remember growing up as a kid, this is going way back, where I was 7 or 8, and at that time you had Frosted Flakes, and one of their campaigns on their TV commercials was that Tony the Tiger would go around, and if you had a box of Frosted Flakes in your cabinet, you'd get a new bicycle. Well, my parents never bought name brand stuff growing up, and then we never had sugar-coated cereal in our cabinet either. So we had those dry, pasty, like Cheerio-type things that you just stick in your cheek and just like let it get softer just before you swallowed so you didn't choke on it. But that's a side note. So anyway, I'm at home during the summertime and doorbell rings. That was back in the time where you could actually open up the door and you weren't afraid of who was on your porch. And it was a representative and Tony the Tiger dressed up in his outfit, and they asked me if I could go to my cabinet and get a box of Frosted Flakes. So I went to the cabinet just thinking, like, by weird chance, you know, would there be something in there? And of course there wasn't. So I go back to the front door and I tell them that I did not have a box of Frosted Flakes in my cabinet, and I did not get the free bicycle, and they gave me a coupon to go and buy a box of Frosted Flakes, and then they went back to their van and drove off. So that was one from a childhood. When I was a teenager, I would say I loved playing soccer and just getting hurt and having to have surgery to where I had to stop playing soccer my junior year of high school. And there's countless others.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Sure. It did have the advantage of having Kinley with us up at work 100% of the time whenever before she went to kindergarten and stuff. So we got to spend a lot of time up at the store while she grew up. But favorite memory, I'd say we were at the beach, and she loved digging for seashells, and we literally were just out there enjoying the waves and coming up with different seashells, who could find the spiral one and the biggest one and all that stuff. And we were just relaxing, enjoying the sun, and just spending quality time together.
Who has been the most influential person in your life? What did they teach you?
I would go with my mom and dad. I've been blessed to have both parents married for 50 some odd years. Grew up in a home where they invested in me and my other siblings, and they were a good example of what a marriage should be like. And the I was raised in a Christian home to where we did go to church consistently and put our relationship with God definitely up close to first in our family, and it just really shaped me to who I am today, where they definitely would serve others and give to missions, go on missions trips and so forth, and that's what our family does as well. So my dad taught me how to respect people, be a hard worker, how to treat others with kindness, put other deeds before your own. So anyway, I have been extremely blessed with my mom and my dad supporting me and the different things that I wanted to try, and how they raised me.
Why did you agree to do this interview today?
I lost at playing rock, paper, scissors with Kinley's mom, so I had to do this interview.
Can you tell me a couple of things you want me to understand about you?
Sure. Whenever you're in your room and I say, "Hey, Kinley," and then you don't answer, I want you to understand that I don't like walking to your room and have to say, "Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?" Another thing is whenever you're on the volleyball court, that I actually sort of know what I'm talking about with sports. So if I suggest something, it's not really to hear my own self talk, but it's actually to help you become better at what you're doing on the court. So we know you have the ability for the volleyball, but it comes down to how bad you want it in your heart. So when I bring that up, I want you to understand that I'm just not saying it because I think that I need to hear it as a fan sitting there cheering, but that you have got to dig deep inside your own heart to go to the next level. Something else to understand about me, that whenever we go to church and you hear a lot of different messages, it's not about just going to church. It's about your own personal relationship with Christ and how I can't influence you to take your own steps to get your own personal relationship going, but it has to do with your own want and your own desire.
Can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
Sure. We had just moved out of a house that we had sold. So Kinley's mom was extremely pregnant whenever we did that. And we had just moved into an apartment complex because we hadn't found another house yet. So we go to a standard doctor's appointment, and they check her and said, "Hey, you might want to go get your bags and go to the hospital because you're getting really close." So we went to the hospital, and labor wasn't that long. It went pretty quick, and Kinley came out, and she was normal looking, and because our first one, she's the third of all of our kids, and our first one sort of had that cone head thing going on, and then our second one was a standard edition, and then Kinley was also about the same, so no complications. So we're very thankful, and they pretty not too small, not too big. I'm not a huge fan of like newborn babies that come out with a full weave of hair, and so anyway, she was just pretty well perfect, nice color, weighed nice as far as a good amount. And we didn't have to stay in the hospital very long, but she was very cute, and I don't believe we had any issues with colic or anything like that. And then, of course, her sisters wanted to see her and see what addition, if they wanted to keep her or go get a new puppy. But we kept Kinley and got the dog later.
How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
Of course, if parenting hasn't changed you, then that's definitely going to be an issue. Because you go from being single, then married, to adding a innocent life that totally depends on you. So when you think you had responsibility, it's nothing for when you have kids. So I would definitely say parenting definitely has changed me. It makes me feel more responsibility for my Christian walk, because I am the head of the household, and biblically I'm supposed to guide and direct my family as far as being responsible for that. I also think just happen to provide for their needs, since they can't do or really work at a young age. Make sure they have the things that they need. We have been blessed with three great girls, and Kinley being the last one. But it definitely changes your priorities. You don't really care about going out, you know, all the time, Friday and Saturday nights and all that stuff. But you have definitely different priorities now, where a lot of times, you know, I've been asked, what do you enjoy doing? And it's not going golfing or going fishing and spending just hours and hours by myself, but it is when I get to spend quality time with my family. So that's probably one of the biggest things, is you just aren't out for what you want to do and when you want to do it, but you put their needs and what we want to do as a family priority compared to when you didn't have kids. What were you most surprised by being a parent? Well, whenever we got married, I said I wanted kids within probably a year or two, and said that on a wedding video that we have. And my wife brought it up, and I was surprised that 2 years went by so fast. We didn't have our first child till we were married for 5 years, and I don't think I was ready then, because you don't really get a manual for when you have kids. You just have to learn on the fly. So sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So I would definitely say it surprised me that it was time to start thinking about having a family, because I really wasn't ready for it. But I would just say, for anybody that's married with no kids, if you wait for the time you think you're ready to have kids, that time won't ever come. You just have to jump into it and know, you know, that's in God's plan, and if He blesses you with a child, then it definitely is totally worth it. So I'd say that would surprise me, and I haven't really had too many issues.
My wife and I have really tried to be consistent on discipline with our kids, including Kinley. She's probably the most stubborn one, I believe, out of the three. So we've had to definitely stay on the ball and not get lazy, just because Kinley's our third one and we're a lot older now. As far as when we had our first child is in college now, and sometimes once you get when you're your baby child, sometimes parents get a little bit lazy on raising and staying on top of making sure they turn out okay, but we definitely have tried to stay on top of it. So I would say that would be most of the things that how it's changed me, and also what surprised me. So
what are your dreams for me?
I would say biggest thing is to be in God's will, because that's where you will have the most fulfillment and be the happiest. So if you do that, then hopefully within his will, you'll make a lot of money. So you can have a beach house. So I can go down when I'm old and when Kinley's working, and then I can oversee and watch the beach house and like rake the sand and make sure that no vandals come in and just enjoy the beach house. So I really want her, for her dreams to, one, actually get a good job. Once you move out, pray that you don't move back home. Cause there's a lot that do. Of course, if you, find a husband that, you would know that, he puts God first and then you, and that he would be, a great companion, where y'all just compliment each other, but they first of all that y'all put your walk with Christ first. But I would definitely, hopefully, that she'll just find something she really enjoys doing and gets paid to do it. I know she wants to travel. Everybody likes to travel overall. If I had more time and money, I'd be gone all the time, because if you're gone, that means you're not working. So I know she wants to travel, so I hope that dream comes true, and that she gets to go and see the world, and that she pops out some of those grandbabies at some point. Once she finds her special someone, and then we can come down to the beach house and see them at the beach.
What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
Well, I would say when you were younger, I would go with having a back talk would be a big one for Kinley. She definitely can be funny and sarcastic at the same time. I know growing up, she had sometimes say something in sarcasm, but it actually came across as disrespectful and stuff. So she had to learn the fine line of when to say something or try to be sarcastic or funny, and when the time was not correct. So overall, she's got that down. But as a child, I really can't think of any crazy, every kid, obey the first time, and delayed disobedience is still disobedient. So but that's just a standard thing for kids. So as a youngster, I would say that would be the first thing. As far as now, hardest moment with her growing up, I would say just trying to keep her off her phone. That by far, I think, of course, for all teens, is how they live. And trying to find that balance of keeping connected with friends and acquaintances and stuff like that, but also not where you're living on your phone. So I didn't have that issue really growing up, being that the only phone in the house had a big, huge cord on it. So it's not like you could go and hide in your room like, you know, she does and talk to her friends for hours at a time. So I'd say that's the hardest thing right now. And other than that, she's an A-OK good kid.